Have you heard of Zoom happy hours or wine o'clock? Those are a couple of memes that have been on social media that have to do with drinking and the pandemic anxiety. Studies have shown, one that was recently done by Nielsen, that no doubt people are drinking more during this time. Now, at the beginning of the pandemic, of course, people were stocking up, and that was one thing. But Nielsen did a study ending in May, and they found that sales in May, this is long after the pandemic had started, were up 32% compared to the same week a year ago. And there are many experts that are worried about it. Medical organizations have put out warnings telling people to avoid excessive drinking. In fact, one of the things they say is that excessive drinking could actually encourage COVID-19 and its susceptibility and actually the severity if you were to actually get it. And so it's certainly something we as Christians have to be very cautious about. Consuming alcohol is already a major public concern here in America. In fact, there are 1 in 10 deaths of working age individuals every year that is attributed to alcohol and alcoholism. Something as Christians we want to be careful of. There's many proverbs that talk about this. One of those is Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1, where it says, "Wine is a mocker, beer a brawler, and you are led astray. You are led astray when you get into those kinds of things." So as God's people, let's keep that in mind. And if you need help, be sure and talk to your pastor. Talk to a counselor. Talk to a doctor. Get the help that you need. That's the wonderful thing about God. God's always there to help and to guide us. And I think of 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 is certainly a wonderful place when we have challenges and we have to come to terms with ourselves. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins." So important reminder, if you have this issue, get the help that you need. Pray for those who are faced with this challenge, because it certainly is a life challenge. And remember the principles that God would have us remember. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.